So here we have the narration of Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu. He's Zayd ibn Thabit al-Ansari al-Khazraji. Al-Ansari al-Khazraji, Abu Sa'id. Abu Sa'id, also has been mentioned, his kunya Abu Kharija. Abu Sa'id, what you call Abu Kharija. Wulida qabla al-Hijra bi ihda ashrata sana. He was born before the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by 11 years. فَلَمَّا هَاجَرَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمَ أَسْلَمَ. Whenever the Prophet he migrated, he accepted Islam. Whenever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم migrated to Medina, he accepted al-Islam. And he meaning that he accepted al-Islam while he was a young boy, at the age of 11. And also he was مِنْ كَتَبَةِ الْوَحْيِ. كَانَ كَاتِبًا لِلْوَحْيِ. He was from those who, he was from the scribes. He used to write for the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he would write the revelation. And he would write the revelation. تعلم الخط العربي والخط العبراني. He learned how to write Arabic, and likewise he learned how to write Hebrew. And it's been narrated from him in Sunan Abi Dawud that he said رضي الله عنه أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتعلمت له كتاب اليهود. أمرني رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فتعلمت له كتاب يهود. That the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ordered me, and so I learned the language of the Jews. I learned the language of the Jews. وقال إني والله لا آمن يهودا على كتابي. He said, I swear by Allah, I do not trust the Jews in my writings. I do not trust the Jews in my writings. Any meaning that if the Jews, they come with some contract or some writings with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he does not trust them that they will read it properly, or that they will clarify it correctly. Or if he wants to write something for them, and one of them writes for him, he doesn't trust them that they will write exactly what he's telling them. He's afraid that they will act treacherous, which is something that is known from them. So therefore, he ordered Zayd to learn how to write and speak their language. He says, فَتَعْلَمْتُهُ فَلَمْ يَمُرَّ بِي نِسْفُ شَهْرٍ حَتَّى حَدَقْتُهُ. He said, so I learned how to write their language, and not even a half of a month passed by until I mastered their language. فَكُنْتُ أَكْتُوبُهُ فَكُنْتُ أَكْتُوبُ لَهُ إِذَا كَتَبَ وَأَقْرَأُ لَهُ إِذَا كُتِبَ إِلَيْهِ. So I used to write for him whenever he needed to write, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I would read for him whenever it was written to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ زَيْد بن ثَابِرَ رضي الله عنه فَاطِينًا ذَكِيًا إِمَامًا فِي الْقُرْآنِ وَإِمَامًا فِي الْفَرَائِضِ. That he was very bright and very clever. He was very smart, رضي الله عنه. He was an imam in the Qur'an, imam in the recitation of the Qur'an, and likewise an imam in the laws of inheritance, رضي الله عنه. It's mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said about him, وَأَفْرَضُكُمْ زَيْدُ بن ثَابِتِ. The one who has the most knowledge of you about the laws of inheritance is Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu. Rawa an al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa arada alayhi al-Qur'an. He narrated a number of narrations from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recited the Qur'an to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuqalu innahu shahida al-arada al-akhira. It's mentioned that Zayd ibn Thabit radiyallahu anhu, he witnessed, or he was there reciting to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the last presentation that the Prophet recited to Jibreel. And it's known that Jibreel, he would come in Ramadan, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would recite to the Quran the portion that he had that had been revealed until that Ramadan. He would recite it in entirety to Jibreel in review, making mudhakara, reviewing and the likes like this. In the last year, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited it to him twice. So this was the final review with Jibreel of that which was revealed from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it's mentioned that Zayd, he learned and he was aware of this particular recitation, which is the final recitation, and some things before that were abrogated and the likes like that. So this was the last time that it was recited and finalized with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And Zayd ibn Thabit radiallahu anhu, he had knowledge of that. Wallahu a'lam. Wallahu alam. And also rawa aylan an Abi Bakr wa Umar wa ghayrihim. And he narrated also an Abi Bakr wa Umar. And Zayd ibn Thabit, he narrated as well an Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma. Wa shahida al-khandaq wa ma ba'daha. And he attended the battle of the trench and the battles that occurred after that likewise. And it's been connected by al-Bukhari that he says فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. In a long narration, he says, فَقَالَ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. In a long narration, whenever they're encouraging, whenever they're thinking about gathering the Qur'an, and writing it down, whenever this was presented to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu and the likes, he came to Zayd. He said, إِنَّكَ رَجُلٌ شَابٌ عَاقِرٌ لَا نَتَّهِمُكَ كُنْتَ تَكْتُبُ الْوَحْيَ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَتَتَّبَّعْ الْقُرْآنَ فَاجْمَعْهُ. He said, Abu Bakr came to him and said, indeed, you are a young man. You have a sound mind, and we do not accuse you of any foul or bad ways. And you used to write the revelation for the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So follow up the Qur'an. Follow up the Qur'an and write it down. Gather it all together and write it down. So he said, فَوَاللَّهِ لَوْ كَلَّفَنِي نَقْلَ جَبْرٍ مِنَ الْجِبَالِ مَا كَانَ أَثْقَلَ عَلَيَّ مِمَّا أَمَرَنِ بِهِ مِنْ جَمْعِ الْقُرْآنِ. He said, I swear by Allah that if they had entrusted me to move a mountain, that it would not have been heavier than what they had entrusted, than what they ordered me to do from gathering the Qur'an and writing it down. I mean, this is a long narration, and there's more to the narration, but the point is that he was chosen and selected by Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu to be the one to gather the Qur'an and to write it down. And this is indication of his high and lofty status and his knowledge, especially with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ إِذَا حَجَّ استخلفه على المدينة. Whenever Umar, he would make Hajj, in his khilafah, he would leave Zayd ibn Thabit in charge as the governor over al-Madina. Likewise, in fi ahdi Uthman radiyallahu anhu, ahida ilayhi Uthman ma'a thalathat al-nafar min Quraysh li jamil Qur'ani li tawhidihi fi mushafin wahidin. And in the khilafah of Uthman radiyallahu anhu, he had entrusted Zayd and three others from Quraysh to gather the Qur'an in order to make the mushaf one, and he under the recitation of Quraysh, and وَكَانَ إِبْنُ عَبَاسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمَا يَنْتَظِرُهُ عِنْدَ بَابِهِ. And it's mentioned that Ibn Abbas, he would wait for Zayd to come out of his home and his doorstep to seek knowledge and to learn from him. And likewise, whenever Zayd ibn Thabit, one time he's going to ride on his animal, Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنه, he grabbed his stern, the place for his foot, to help him onto his animal and to assist him in riding on his animal. Whenever he asked him about that, he said, هَكَذَا أُمِرْنَا نَفْعَلَ بِعُلَمَائِنَا. Ibn Abbas, he told Zayd ibn Thabit, like this we were ordered to treat our scholars. In this manner we were ordered to treat our scholars. And whenever Zayd, he died, رضي الله عنه, جلس ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما في الظل وَقَالَ هَذَا ذَهَابُ الْعُلَمَاء هَذَا ذَهَابُ الْعُلَمَاء دُفِنَا الْيَوْمَ عِلْمٌ كَثِيرٌ. He said, sitting in the shade after Zayd ibn Thabit had passed, radiallahu anhu, Ibn Abbas and radiallahu anhuma, he says, the scholars have gone. He said, and today a vast amount of knowledge had been buried. وَقَالَ مَسْرُوكَ كَانَ مِنَ الرَّاسِخِينَ فِي الْعِلْمِ كَانَ فِي الرَّاسِخِينَ الرَّاسِخِينَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. Masruq, he said that Zayd, he was from those firmly grounded and knowledge. Tufiya fil Medina fi sanati 45. He died in Medina in the year 45 radiyallahu anhu. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.